Hello, and welcome to the fourth episode of Media Blast Podcast Edition, where we discuss any media topic regarding movies, video games, shows, and more. My name is Tyler Martin, and I am your host for this podcast series. With all that said, let us begin. Indie games. Video games made by independent developers. There are absolutely lots that we love, right? Shovel Knight, Doki Doki Literature Club, Freedom Planet, Five Nights at Freddy's, Baldi's Basics, and even Pizza Tower. We see those games on Steam, Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, and even some obscure video game streaming services. Those games are great, along with many other indie games out there, but what if I told you that there's another great indie game series beloved by many? The one that's been around since the early 2000s. Yep, we are going to be talking about the one and only Shantae. For those who don't know, Shantae is a platform adventure video game series from WayForward Technologies created by Aaron and Matt Bozon. The plot of the series follows this young belly dancing girl who's both half genie and half human that uses her ponytail as a whip, and she guards the fishing port town, Scuttletown, against the nefarious lady pirate, Risky Boots. Shantae can use her magic to shoot fireballs from her fingers, spawn lightning clouds out of nowhere, and most especially, belly dance to transform into animals, like a monkey! This half-genie hero has been having lots of memorable adventures throughout the years, with a total of 5 games in this series. The following summary may contain spoilers for all the games, so you've been warned. The first Shantae game was released for the Game Boy Color on June 2nd, 2002, published by Capcom, the company behind the Mega Man games. Shantae discovered that Risky Boots and her army of Tinkerbats had stolen the prototype steam engine from Mimic, Shantae's uncle, and she had to go and stop Risky from collecting 4 magical elemental stones that she needed to power up the engine and turn it into an unstoppable weapon. 8 years later, Shantae returned with a sequel for Nintendo DSi, DSiWare as a matter of fact, called Shantae Risky's Revenge, which took place after the events of the first game. Shantae and her friends Sky and Bolo came to visit Mimic's workshop for the annual Relic Hunters Expo, where the Relic Hunter himself shows everybody an artifact encased in stone, not knowing that it was an oil lamp until he unveiled it by smashing the stone open. After Risky blew a hole in the ceiling and stole the lamp herself, Mimic had set Shantae on a quest to retrieve the 3 magic seals, which activates the lamp's power, before Risky could get her hands on them. But at the end of the journey, unfortunately, Risky ended up taking them all from Shantae and stole her magic with a lamp, creating an evil counterpart that was later destroyed in the final battle. Yeesh, imagine having to fight your evil counterpart that was made by magic. Your own magic at that. Well, magic or not, Shantae can still pack a punch, so you better watch out! Anyway, the continuation of the story starts in the third game, Shantae and the Pirate's Curse, which was released on Nintendo 3DS on October 23rd, 2014. After a chaotic and unfortunate event happened in Scuttletown, Shantae and Risky Boots had discovered that there was dark magic roaming around the world, overtaking Tinkerbats and turning into monsters and other stuff like that. After a little talk about the evil Pirate Master, Shantae and Risky decided to form a truce to destroy his sources of evil in order to keep Secret Land at peace. Little did Shantae know that the dark magic was actually her magic, and after sucking up all the dark magic with the same oil lamp from the last game, it turned back into light magic upon being released, and Shantae retrieved her magic again, making her able to defeat the Pirate Master for good. Heck yeah! Alright, next comes the fourth game of the series, Shantae Half-Genie Hero, released for all platforms on December 20th, 2016. After waking up from a dream and running an errand for Mimic, Shantae witnessed the creation of the Dynamo, which was being built to keep Scuttletown safe from danger. Some blueprints were stolen in the middle of its building process, and Scuttletown was once again under a pirate attack. After retrieving the blueprints back from Risky Boots after the first battle, spoiler alert, she swapped blueprints, Shantae goes around Secret Land defeating multiple bosses and retrieving important items to help finish building the Dynamo, which led to it becoming an ultimate evil weapon to sabotage the genie realm. Shantae had to go defeat Risky Boots once again, and had no choice but to destroy the Dynamo before it could do lots of harm to both the genie world and the human world. And then, it was time for a vacation! Or was it? Shantae and the Seven Sirens was released on September 19, 2019 as the fifth installment in the series. First released on Apple Arcade, and then ported to consoles and Steam a year later. Shantae and her friends travel to a tropical island known as Paradise Island to spend a nice and relaxing vacation and see a half-genie festival. Shantae befriended 5 half-genies, Plink, Vera, Zapple, Harmony, and, a zombie half-genie? Wait a minute. That's not right. Spoiler alert, that's just Shantae's zombie friend, Roddy Tops, in disguise. So, in actuality, Shantae only befriended 4 half-genies, who were later captured in the middle of a show performance. Upon running into Risky Booth once more, she goes to fight her in multiple sunken cities while rescuing the kidnapped genies in the process. After rescuing each half-genie, Shantae would have to face off against the 7 sirens, who were the rulers of the entire island. After defeating 6 of them, Shantae and her friends had discovered that the sunken city was a giant airship that Risky stole and activated for herself. Upon reaching the final fight, the 7th Siren, Empress Siren, betrayed Risky and stole her life force to become youthful, making her the final boss of the entire game. After Shantae successfully defeated her, Risky came back to life and Shantae saved her from the airship crashing down into the ocean. After such events, Shantae and her friends decided to start their vacation over from scratch before heading back home. Well, that's all the Shantae games I have covered for this episode. Thank you all for listening to the 4th episode of— Oh, wait. Actually, we're not done yet. Oh no, not done yet at all. There is actually one more thing to cover for this episode. The lost sequel in Shantae history. Shantae 2 Risky Revolution for the Game Boy Advance was supposed to be the second game in the series, but in 2002, WayForward struggled to find a publisher, so they decided to cancel the project. Until now. On July 12, 2023, WayForward announced that they decided to revive the project, titling it as Shantae Advance Risky Revolution, set to release sometime in 2024 for Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Windows, and the Game Boy Advance, believe it or not. The story will take place between the events of Shantae GBC and Risky's Revenge, where Risky constructs a dangerous device, the Tremor Engine, that can rotate and rearrange the continent. Upon witnessing the disaster, Shantae and her friends decide to team up and put an end to Risky's plan, and restore Sequoia Lands to how it's supposed to be. Who knows if Shantae will succeed in this venture? We'll have to find out when the game releases. So, that concludes my summary of all the Shantae games, including the upcoming GBA game. If you're looking for a different indie game series to try out in your spare time, I totally recommend giving Shantae a try. Trust me, you won't ever regret it. You'll have a fun time for sure. And that about does it for the 4th episode of Media Blast Podcast Edition. With all that said, stay tuned for the next episode of the show, stay safe, and have a blast.